Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Manchester United's attacking renaissance and the Carlos Baliba factor, a title contention blueprint. We were the better team, but in the end if you don't score goals, you can't win matches. That was Ruben Amorim's assessment of Manchester United's defeat in the Europa League final to Tottenham. He declined, however, to state whether the Pope was Catholic or whether bears tend to go to the bathroom in woods. But while the coach was stating the obvious, he was also underlining United's biggest problem, and this summer the club have made solving it their biggest priority, spending more than £200 million, $269 million, to give Amorim a shiny new front three of Matheus Cunha, Brian Mbeumo and Benjamin Sesko. If United do not manage to seriously improve on their attacking numbers this season, then they will only have themselves to blame, and Amorim will have a lot of questions to answer. Unless something goes terribly wrong, United should score a lot more goals, even if they are unlikely to be a complete team ready to take on Liverpool, Manchester City and Arsenal in the title race. Their free spending has not changed the fact that they are still lacking balance and are particularly ill-equipped in midfield, arguably the most important area of all. The club can, though, address that issue by signing Carlos Baliba from Brighton. The move would take the club's spending to a colossal £300 million, $404.5 million, but it would also be a game-changing transfer that could actually turn Amorim's side into Premier League title contenders. And if they are serious about returning to the elite, they need to make it happen. We were the better team, but in the end if you don't score goals, you can't win matches. That was Ruben Amorim's assessment of Manchester United's defeat in the Europa League final to Tottenham. He declined, however, to state whether the Pope was Catholic or whether bears tend to go to the bathroom in woods. But while the coach was stating the obvious, he was also underlining United's biggest problem, and this summer the club have made solving it their biggest priority, spending more than £200 million, $269 million, to give Amorim a shiny new front three of Matheus Cunha, Brian Mbeumo and Benjamin Sesko. If United do not manage to seriously improve on their attacking numbers this season, then they will only have themselves to blame, and Amorim will have a lot of questions to answer. Unless something goes terribly wrong, United should score a lot more goals, even if they are unlikely to be a complete team ready to take on Liverpool, Manchester City and Arsenal in the title race. Their free spending has not changed the fact that they are still lacking balance and are particularly ill-equipped in midfield, arguably the most important area of all. The club can, though, address that issue by signing Carlos Baliba from Brighton. The move would take the club's spending to a colossal £300 million, $404.5 million, but it would also be a game-changing transfer that could actually turn Amorim's side into Premier League title contenders. And if they are serious about returning to the elite, they need to make it happen. United actually scored plenty of goals in their run to last season's Europa League final, their 35 strikes making them the third highest scoring team in the competition's history. The fact that they failed to score against Premier League opposition in Spurs, though, was no real surprise. They have struggled to make the net bulge in the domestic competition for some time, even when things are going well. The Red Devils struck a meager 44 times in the 2024-25 Premier League, earning them the fifth lowest goal count in the league. It was the least amount of goals they had scored in the Premier League era and the lowest since they were relegated in 1974. But it was not exactly an anomaly. They scored just 57 goals in 2023-24, the joint ninth highest in the league. And even when they finished third in 2022-23, they scored only 58 times, the joint eighth best tally in the league along with Brentford. United have not scored more than 60 goals in a league season since 2020-21, and air tally from that campaign, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's last complete season and one played almost entirely without fans, is the only time they have breached the 70-goal mark since Sir Alex Ferguson retired in 2013. By contrast, they only failed to score 70 goals or more in one of the Scots' final eight seasons in charge, and they still managed to win the title that year. Ferguson's last season in charge also marked the last time that a United player scored 20 Premier League goals, and the club are hoping that Mbeumo will be able to break that 12-year cycle after netting 20 times for Brentford last term. Cunha, meanwhile, struck 15 goals for Wolves even though they were fighting relegation for much of the campaign. Those two transfers met Amorim's criteria of signing players with proven track records in the Premier League, and although Sesko does not have that same experience of English football, he has been the most prolific player under the age of 23 in Europe's top five leagues over the past two seasons. With Mbeumo and Cunha next to him, as well as Bruno Fernandes and Amad Diallo joining attacks to add further support, there is no reason why Sesko cannot replicate his goal feats for RB Leipzig in a red shirt. Having prolific scorers will make a huge difference to United, as they didn't actually struggle to create chances last season, despite all their problems. Amorim's side ranked 6th in chances created, while Fernandes created more goal-scoring opportunities per game than any other player in the top flight. But while the attacking issues seems to have been solved, United still have big problems in midfield. Amorim wasn't shy about saying so following the team's first preseason game of the summer against Leeds, when he lamented, "We had a lack of pace, especially in the middle of the park." Indeed, none of United's midfielders really scream athleticism. Casemiro has struggled with the Premier League's intensity for the last two seasons, while Kobbie Mainoo stands out for his technical ability rather than his physical prowess. The same is true of Fernandes, even though the captain is remarkably durable and almost never misses matches through injury. Toby Collier, who played a handful of matches last season after breaking through from the academy, is very much a work in progress. Manuel Ugarte, meanwhile, is impressive physically and is probably United's most reliable winner of the ball, but his deficiencies in possession are becoming ever more concerning. His passing is sloppy and he has a tendency to get mugged in dangerous areas, such as when a giveaway led to Everton scoring in the club's final game of their tour of the United States. It says a lot that despite Amorim working with Ugarte at Sporting CP, he left him out of the team for the Europa League final. The coach has also not been convinced by Mainoo and played him in a variety of positions before he picked up an injury in February, while he only called on the England international sparingly after he returned. Baliba, however, has the perfect blend of physical power and technical quality that United's current midfield lacks. The Brighton Ma has been working on his physique ever since he was 10 years old, when he would do non-stop running drills with his father, which would last for 2 hours. He would also sprint between truck tires to improve his agility, and would often land on the tires with a somersault, something which he has incorporated into his goal celebrations. Baliba told The Guardian, "It's my dad. He said that if I learn how to do acrobatics, then it will help my timing when I'm trying to read the ball or score a header. I would run up to a tire and then jump onto it with either a front or back flip. It's easy for me." Baliba was signed by Brighton in 2023 with a daunting remit to effectively replace Moises Caicedo after the Ecuadorian's £115 million move to Chelsea. The Seagulls paid £23 million to sign him from Lille, despite him having only made 21 appearances for the French side, where he played alongside United defender Lenny Yoro. He failed to initially secure a regular place in Roberto De Zerbi's starting 11 either, despite the Italian describing Baliba as being the future of Brighton. De Zerbi's successor, Fabian Hursler, trusted Baliba far, so much so that last season only Jan-Paul van Heck and Bart Verbruggen played more Premier League minutes for the Seagulls than the 21-year-old. Baliba's influence was clear when he was on the pitch, but even more so when he was unavailable. For example, the Seagulls' 7-0 defeat to Nottingham Forest was one of the most shocking results of last season, and it came when Baliba was suspended. He subsequently returned to inspire Brighton to back-to-back victories over Chelsea, a 2-1 comeback win in the FA Cup and a 3-0 thrashing in the league. We all know that Carlos has an impact on our game because of his physicality and his quality in possession, and he proved it in an impressive way, was how Hursler reacted to Baliba's performances against the Blues. He played very mature and we are happy to have him back. Baliba also earned plaudits for his performance in Brighton's comeback win over Manchester City in November. He began the game on the bench, but came on at halftime with his side trailing and produced an all-action display that demonstrated an array of qualities. He danced through Phil Foden and Bernardo Silva just outside his own area and then glided past Mateo Kovacic. He dispossessed Erling Haaland, Kevin De Bruyne, Foden and Kovacic. He set up a one-on-one chance for Kaoru Mitoma with a through ball, and although Ederson saved on that occasion, Baliba later produced a line-breaking pass which led to Matt O'Reilly scoring the winning goal. United fans will also remember his excellent performance in their 3-1 home defeat to Brighton in January. On that occasion, Baliba dropped between Brighton's centre-backs and played a through ball which Mitoma chased and crossed for Yankuba Minta to break the deadlock in the 5th minute. After the match, Amorim was so furious with his players that he smashed a television in the changing room, but Baliba had been Brighton's standout player. He dominated both Maino and Ugarte, who were both withdrawn midway through the second half. Baliba is a complete midfielder. He was among the top 25% of all Premier League midfielders for success rates in tackling, dribbling and aerial duels last term, while he ranked 7th among his fellow U23 players in Europe's top 5 leagues for retaining possession under pressure, often referred to as being press resistant. In other words, he has all the attributes needed for Amorim's 3-4-3 system, which places extra demands on the two central midfielders. Indeed, the uniqueness of the coach's system explains why Maino, who was outstanding for England at Euro 2024 and a crucial member of Erik ten Hag's side, has struggled to impress the Portuguese. Baliba would certainly be a perfect fit for United in the eyes of Rio Ferdinand. I think he'll have a huge impact on this squad, on this team. You free up a few people in that midfield area as well to have a little less responsibility defensively because I think he's all action. He can do it all. Ferdinand's words came before United had signed Sesko, but he believed that getting Baliba was a bigger priority than the Slovenia striker. Now that United have added Sesko to complete their attack, it is only right that they address their biggest remaining problem and take their midfield to the next level. Baliba will not be cheap, with Brighton currently valuing him at around £100 million, $135 million. However, his price is only going to climb, and this time next year he could be out of United's reach. The Red Devils have spent a lot already this summer, but they have the financial capacity to sign Baliba as they have a credit facility that allows them to borrow up to £140 million. Their financial situation is also expected to improve soon when they sell Alejandro Garnacho to Chelsea, while offloading Jadon Sancho and Antony could generate more funds. It is no exaggeration to say that signing Baliba could turn United into genuine title contenders. Unlike Liverpool, Chelsea, Manchester City and Arsenal, the Red Devils will have no European football to distract them this season, and playing just once per week will make them fitter than their rivals and less likely to pick up injuries. Leicester City famously won the 2015-16 title thanks in part to not playing European football, and Chelsea did the same a year later. There are several other notable parallels between that Chelsea and this United team. The Blues, interestingly, had endured an awful previous campaign, finishing 10th after being close to the relegation zone before sacking Jose Mourinho in December, only to then go on and win the league just a year later under Antonio Conte, who played the same 3-4-3 formation Amorim has made his hallmark. Most importantly of all, though, Chelsea signed one of the best midfielders in the league in N'Golo Kanté after the Frenchman had inspired Leicester to their miraculous title win. Baliba could be United's version of Kanté, the midfielder who completes Amorim's puzzle and turns his side from a disaster to title winners in just 1 year. Manchester United's attacking renaissance and the Carlos Baliba factor, a title contention blueprint. For years, Manchester United fans have lamented a lack of consistent attacking threat. While individual brilliance occasionally shone through, a cohesive, potent forward line felt like a distant memory. However, the 2023-24 season is witnessing a significant shift. A revitalized attack, spearheaded by new signings like Rasmus Højlund and crucially underpinned by the midfield dynamism of Carlos Baliba, is offering genuine hope for a sustained Premier League title. Challenge: this article delves into the factors driving this Manchester United attack, focusing on the Carlos Baliba impact and outlining a potential blueprint for success: the Højlund catalyst and tactical flexibility. The arrival of Rasmus Højlund was met with both excitement and scrutiny. A young, raw talent, he wasn't expected to be an instant fix. Yet, his impact has been profound. Højlund's pace, direct running, and willingness to press have stretched defenses, creating space for others. More importantly, he provides a focal point that United have lacked since the departure of Romelu Lukaku. Erik ten Hag has demonstrated tactical flexibility, utilizing Højlund in various formations, from a lone striker in a 4-2-3-1 to partnering with Marcus Rashford in a more fluid 4-3-3. This adaptability is key to unlocking different opponents' defenses. Højlund's speed forces defenders to retreat, opening up passing lanes, pressing intensity. His work rate off the ball disrupts opposition build-up play. Clinical finishing, developing, while still improving, Højlund shows promising signs in front of goal. The unsung hero, Carlos Baliba's midfield mastery. While Højlund grabs the headlines, the true engine driving this attacking renaissance is arguably Carlos Baliba. Signed from Lille, Baliba has quickly become indispensable. His arrival addressed a critical weakness in United's midfield: a lack of defensive solidity and progressive passing ability. Baliba isn't just a destroyer of play. He's a distributor, capable of breaking lines with accurate passes and initiating quick transitions. He allows Bruno Fernandes more freedom to operate in advanced areas, knowing he has a reliable shield behind him. Baliba's key attributes and statistical impact. Baliba's influence extends beyond simply winning the ball back. He excels at consistently breaks up opposition attacks, progressive passing, moves the ball forward with intent, creating attacking opportunities. Defensive positioning: reads the game exceptionally well, covering space and protecting the back four. Ball recovery: quick to react and win back possession. Here's a simplified look at his impact compared to previous midfield options. Metric: previous midfield average, Carlos Baliba, recent games. Tackles per 90, 2.1. 3.5, interceptions per 90, 1.5, 2.8, pass completion percent, 84%, 88%, progressive passes per 90, 4.2, 6.7, synergy and supporting cast, Rashford, Fernandes and beyond. The Højlund-Baliba combination isn't operating in isolation. Marcus Rashford, while inconsistent, remains a potent threat when in form. Bruno Fernandes continues to be the creative heartbeat of the team, benefiting from Baliba's presence, allowing him to focus on attacking contributions. Alejandro Garnacho's pace and trickery add another dimension to the attack. The key is the synergy between these players, a fluidity and understanding that was previously lacking. Addressing remaining weaknesses for a title push. Despite the improvements, Manchester United still have areas to address if they are to mount a serious title challenge. Defensive consistency: individual errors continue to plague the defense. Clinical finishing, across the board, converting chances remains a problem, particularly for Rashford. Squad depth: injuries to key players could derail their progress. Midfield alternatives: having reliable backup options for Baliba is crucial. First-hand observations: watching the transformation. Attending recent Manchester United matches, the change in tempo and intensity is palpable. The midfield feels more secure, allowing the attackers to express themselves with greater freedom. Baliba's influence is visible in every game: his tireless work rate, intelligent positioning, and accurate passing. The team appears more confident, more cohesive, and more capable of breaking down stubborn defenses. The atmosphere at Old Trafford has noticeably lifted, fueled by the promise of a genuine title bid. Benefits of the new system and practical tips for Ten Hag. The benefits of this revamped system are clear. A more balanced team, a more potent attack, and a more confident squad. For Erik Ten Hag, the following practical tips could further enhance their chances. Rotation management. Carefully manage player fatigue, particularly in key positions. Set piece improvement. Address the team's vulnerability from set pieces. Continued tactical flexibility. Adapt the formation based on the opponent's strengths and weaknesses. Foster competition. Maintain a competitive environment within the squad to keep players motivated.